Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The following program is sponsored by Mullen Plumbing. The opinions and suggestions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily endorsed by KRMG, Cox Media Group Incorporated, or the program sponsors. It's an Ask the Experts weekend on News 102.3 KRMG. Welcome to House Talk with Mark, where answers to your home questions are just a call away at 918-460-KRMG. That's 918-460-5764.
Good morning, Oklahoma, and welcome to House Talk right here on KRMG AM 740 and FM 102.3. I'm Ray Trumbull with Mullen. We're those guys crisscrossing this beautiful state we call Oklahoma in those red and white trucks and vans and the big white pump trucks, of course. But one thing's for sure, when our techs show up, whether we're working inside or outside your home or business, shirts will be tucked in, belts are going to be on. And if we're coming inside, we're going to be wearing our shoe booties. I've got a panel of experts in here this morning, just kind of working my way around this awesome new sound studio, by the way. To my left over here, I've got Skip Labasse, Labasse Protection Services. Skip, how you doing, brother?
Pretty good. Just to show this show has no boundaries, we got a group of listeners today in Panama City, Florida.
What? Get out of here.
Just to hear me, though.
That's just what they tell
so
you.
So shout out to Florida.
Shout out to Florida. Now, what? How are they doing that? Are they online?
They have an app on their phone, and I go, you going to listen? Well, yeah, we're at the beach. Oh, you're listening.
Oh,
so
yeah.
They're all kind of gathering around.
They're all up, and they're doing it. Yeah. Okay, very good. So how's everything been going, Skip?
Been going really good. We're it's hot out there, but we're keeping busy.
Yes.
And today we're going to talk about surround sounds. Okay. Surround sound 101, the different categories you can go with, whether a wired system.
Yes.
Which you know about, or a Sonos Wi-Fi system, the advantages of each and how they can affect you and the cost.
Oh, I love that. And let me tell you, boy, once you've had a really good surround sound system and you've watched a movie at home or something, or at someone else's home with one, nothing else seems to quite measure up.
And you can actually have a hybrid system if you go with a Denon receiver.
Yeah.
They have their own kind of brand like a Sonos called Hios.
Okay.
Where you can add an individual Wi-Fi speaker in different rooms. Instead of having to hardwire the whole thing.
So. Okay. This is going to be... Now you're getting into my kind of stuff. This is the kind of stuff I like to talk about. That's going to be good. As a matter of fact, all the guys in here are smiling. You're speaking everybody's love language. All right. This is going to be good. And I got Mr. Cody Sievert.
Morning.
Good morning, Cody. Cody Sievert with Dynamic Carpet Care. I know that you're a busy man.
Very busy. Yeah.
In uniform this morning.
Ready
in
to
your
go.
Service van. Ready to go.
Ready to go.
And today we were talking off the air. You said today you're talking about the pesky spots.
Those spots in the carpet that just seem to keep coming back no matter what you do.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to be talking a little bit about those.
Yeah. And I think everyone at some point or another has had to deal with that.
Yes. Yeah, well, I'm sure.
Where, you know, you get the carpet cleaned and everything looks beautiful. The guys leave, and then
a few days later,
it's like, hey, wait a minute. What's that?
I think I see something coming up over here.
Yeah. Or you know, what most people probably do the first time is they're like, did someone spill something in that same spot
again?
And the answer is no. And it's kind of cool. You folks are going to want to hear what Cody talks about. He knows his stuff. So this is going to be really interesting.
Yep. We'll talk about it. It's going to be good.
All right. Good deal. And I got Mr. Brent Terrell over here. He is with Mullen Services HVAC. Let me tell you, he is the friend that you want to have when it's hot like it is right now. Brent is the man. Brent, how you doing, brother?
Great.
I noticed you're not wearing your cape this morning. Did you leave it in the truck?
Yeah, it's being cleaned.
It's being dry cleaned. It's been getting used a lot lately.
Absolutely.
With this extreme heat, the air conditioners are working double time, right?
Yep. Everybody's running hard, and that's what we're going to talk about today is how to maybe make that unit not work so extreme and a little bit more efficient, and how to maybe even prevent some of these breakdowns that we see.
Okay.
This 95, you know, we're busy. 95, 100 is really when we start seeing just the stress breakdowns. And so, and then we get super busy, obviously. But
yes,
we're going to talk about how to maybe prevent some of that.
Okay, this is good. And, you know, Cody and I, we got to cheat because we were talking to Brent a little bit before we got on the air. And he was telling us, right, some of the things that he's going to mention, Cody.
Yeah.
And so Skip doesn't know, so it'll be fun.
Yeah.
For you and I to watch his reaction,
watch
when he
his
hears
expression, yeah.
some of the stuff that Brent says, because one of them really connected with us, and both Cody and I almost simultaneously, we were both at the same
guilty.
Time. Like, yeah, we were like, guilty. I totally do that, and I didn't realize that I was making things hard for my system. So this is going to be good.
Yep.
Giving people tips on how to not need to call you, that seems counterproductive.
Well, that's what we do. That's what we do here.
That's what you do. All right. So this is good stuff. By the way, folks, if you'd like to call in this morning, we like to take on all comers. Even if it's off topic, that's fine. If you've got a question or a problem, maybe a project that you've dug into or you're thinking about digging into, call us up and hit us with it. We'd love to help you out. It's 918-460-5764. That's 918-460-KRMG. Or you can text us at 95920, and we will do the best we can to get to all your topics. Now, Skip, I was asking these two boys off the air, have you ever had this is totally random, but have you ever had a blood vessel pop in your eye?
No.
Dang it.
Sounds bad, though.
Mark, has it happened to you, man? It has. Is it more than once or just one time? Just one time. Okay. So I woke up yesterday morning and Missy and I are having coffee together. And she's like, brother, what's wrong with your eye? And I'm like, what are you talking about? And she's like, there's blood in it. So I go look in the mirror. And of course, you know, I'm at DEFCON 3 because it looks bad. It doesn't hurt or anything. But, you know, I've just got this weird red eye, and it doesn't shoot lasers or anything. So I'm just like, what's the point? And anyway, I went to the doc, and his answer was, it just happens sometimes. So we had someone that said that they think that I should watch my blood pressure, that it spikes when we're sleeping, Mark. Maybe that's what it was. It's possible. Oh, you got hit in the face?
Oh, well, that, you know what caused yours.
Mark, that's not the same. That's not. Okay, I just got to ask, what did happen? Was it a fight or was it an accident? I think that you should go with it was a fight.
Well, that's what I tell them on my leg.
There you go.
I thought it was a shark bite.
Yeah,
right.
I thought.
That was
remember,
we shark fighting.
All right. Well, anyway, if anyone's got any advice for me about the busted blood vessel in my left eye, I'd be interested to hear because I did. I went to the doctor, and he said it just happens sometimes. Not a big deal. Don't worry. Literally, don't worry about it. Just go on down the road, and everything will be okay. So. And I'm just having trouble. I'm having trouble accepting that prognosis. So
it didn't affect your vision at all?
No, I can see just fine. And I mean, I feel weird because now Skip's staring at my eye.
I'm like, what the heck?
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody's scooting
away from me like I'm diseased. I feel diseased, you know. So when I go to Jimmy's Egg, as I always do after the show on Saturday, you know, I'm sure I'm gonna be treated like a leper when I get in there. Well, anyway, it's good stuff. Guys, do you guys know Justin from Mother Nature's Pest and Lawn? Justin Buckmaster? Mm-hmm. Skip, you know him. You don't know him, Cody?
I don't know him.
Brent knows him.
Yeah.
Just wanted to say I'm kind of excited. He'll be on the show next weekend, and I'm excited to have him on because, you know, we're always all talking about Brent's Platinum Era program. And I know a lot of, you know, folks listening sometimes are probably just like, oh, okay, you know, they love their program. That's great. And we were just talking off the air about the fact that it doesn't really become real to you until your system is actually broken down. And then suddenly it all comes into very clear focus. And it happened to Justin last night. I got a call and he was broke down. He's got three young children. Their house was getting hot. It wasn't cooling. And I'm just interested to hear the reality feedback on how great it felt that he is on our Platinum program and we showed up and fixed it, and to be able to sign a ticket with no charge. I'm kind of wanting to hear that live feedback from him on how great that must have felt for him. So anyways, I'm thinking that's going to be a pretty good endorsement for Mother Nature's Pest and Lawn. So we've got that coming next Saturday. So I know these guys have got lots of topics. We've got lots to cover. And, of course, if you've got questions or comments, we'd love to hear from you as well. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we're going to get down to business. I'm Ray Trimble with Mullen, and you're listening to House Talk right here on KRMG. Good morning, Oklahoma, and welcome back to House Talk right here on KRMG AM 740 and FM 102.3. I'm Ray Trimble with Mullen, visiting with my friends this morning, Mr. Skip LaBasse, LaBasse Protection Services, Cody Sievert, Dynamic Carpet Care, Brent Terrell with Mullen Services, HVAC. We're taking on all callers and texts this morning. Plus, we've got our own set of topics as well, right, guys? 918-460-5764. That's 918-460-KRMG, or you can text us at 95920. And before we jump into Skip's awesome surround sound stuff that I'm dying to hear about, I want to go to Mike real quick. Hey, good morning, Mike. You're on the air.
Yeah, I was going to make a comment on the eye issue.
Yeah, what you got, brother?
Well, several years ago, I was going overseas, and my wife wanted me to go have my eyes checked for my glasses, you know?
Yeah.
And through much dollars spent, they said it was a stress situation that it should go away in about 6 months. So I returned from overseas in about a year, and nothing had changed yet, so I went back to a specialist.
Yeah.
And he diagnosed it as histopopmosis.
Okay.
And it deals, and it's a blind spot in your eye that when you look at somebody and close your right eye, all you can see is their head. And
wow.
what it was from was either chicken poop or pigeon poop.
Man, I hope that isn't what I've got.
Yeah. I've been in remodels so many years that I remember one situation where I ground a house. I had a lot of
dust and the debris. Yeah.
But the thing of it is, that was diagnosed some years ago.
Right.
And last month we had a dog that come down real ill. We had been treating it for allergies. We thought it was allergies because it would cough and blow snot.
Oh, yeah.
And all of a sudden, the dog went real sickly, took him to the vet, and found out it's the same thing that I have, only it goes to the dog's internal organ.
Oh, yeah.
And we have chickens, and what the deal was, the ground gets contaminated. Then when I go out and till the ground, it throws it airborne.
Okay. Mike, so I appreciate you calling me. I'm kind of pressed on time, but I'm not sure that this has put me at ease. Now you got me wondering about my eye. But thank you for calling in, okay? All right, by the way, did he say? I guess I could see that. At first, I didn't know where he was going with that at first, but I could see that, like, being on a remodel project and stuff, things mix into the debris, the dust, and everything, and gets in your eyes, and then that could mess you up. I liked the other diagnosis about the blood pressure spiking in my sleep.
See, I didn't know that. I thought it kind of mellowed out when you're sleeping.
Well, I thought so too, but maybe not. Maybe not. Okay. This is kind of interesting. All right, so let's jump to Brian real quick. He's got a question. Hey, good morning, Brian. You got a question about your AC condenser?
I do. I'm just sitting here thinking. I listen to you guys every Saturday on my way to work, and you guys were talking about the AC, and my electric bill has shot up probably almost about $50 within the last 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
And I, excuse me, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
I rent the house that I live at, but it's got an older condenser on the outside, and I've checked the size of the condenser to make sure it's good for the square footage. I've done all that, but I got to thinking, you know, in my car, I had a little bit of an issue with my AC pump running, and I found this additive called Arctic Blast, and it's not Freon, but it's like an additive, but I put it in there into my system, and I mean, it fixed whatever was wrong, and I'm thinking, is there a type of additive or some type of lubricant that you could put into the refrigerated system in the condenser that if you have an older one that would make it more efficiently?
All right. Hey, stay with us or keep listening, and Brent's going to answer that on the air, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so keep listening. He's about to take on that question right now. Brent, so I guess you heard all that.
Yeah, absolutely. So two things he wants to make sure. If you haven't had the unit checked out for your refrigerant levels, then you may definitely want to have that, because a unit that has to run much longer could be a little bit low on refrigerant. But if it just needs – there is a product out there now that we actually talked about this on the last show – an additive that we put in to help lubricate that quiets systems down, that makes them run a little bit more efficiently, just kind of cleans them up. So, yes, there is something out there that can be added in. Of course, it has to be added in with the refrigerant through a set of gauges and everything. So you've got to get a contractor to probably do that unless you've got all that equipment. But there is a product out there. It's called AC Renew that's available that we've had real good luck with for doing stuff like that. So, yeah.
All right. That's super cool. That's wild. Off the air, we were actually talking about additives that we even use sometimes that we put in the systems. And then, of course, eventually, I guess the efficiency, depending on how old is, the systems he can change to now are so much more efficient.
Absolutely.
They kind of pay for themselves.
And I mean, everybody's units are running a lot more right now, obviously, and you're going to see some spikes in the electric. But definitely want to get the refrigerant level checked, because a unit that has to run longer and harder when it gets hotter, it's inefficient. That's the first thing for inefficiencies.
I was sitting here thinking, listen for the tips that you're going to be talking about a little later in the show, because you're going to be talking about the, you know, things that you can do to extend the life expectancy of that system. Yes. So that's good stuff. All right. So Skip, I was just pulling your leg. I don't actually have enough time in this segment to go to surround sound.
I need a lot of time on the subject.
You need some time. You know what we're gonna do is we're gonna take a quick break. Mark's saying like in 1 minute we're gonna take a quick break, and when we come back we will touch base on that. And I've just got to say that if you are thinking about putting in a surround sound system or getting ready to do something like that, you definitely want to get Skip involved on the project on the front side. It's a good way to preface the topic that you come out and kind of help design it. So this is something to do before they get the product or anything, right?
Every room is different. So yes. You can't just say, hey, a sound bar will work here, or a 5.1 system will work here, or 9.2 system. And I'll explain what those numbers mean on the next segment.
Okay.
But every room is different, and every expectation is different also.
Yes.
So it really depends what you want and what your budget is and what we can do. We can make the room rock. I've had pictures rattle on the wall.
Yeah.
Or some people just like it soft. And some people, older people, like it just so they can hear better because the speaker's right above them instead of way up front.
I love that. So. Me, if I'm watching Jurassic Park, I want to feel like the T-Rex is about to step on me. And we'll talk more about it right after the break. It's House Talk right here on KRMG. And welcome back to House Talk right here on KRMG, AM 740 and FM 102.3. Mark's playing our theme song this morning. We appreciate it, Mark. Hope everybody's having a great start to what looks to be a beautiful Saturday. Wow. The feedback that I'm getting on my eye, I am going to have to sort through after the show, but it's amazing. I love the synergistic approach that we all have to solving problems. I mean, sometimes we're throwing out the answers. This morning, the listeners are throwing out the answers. So I've had some that are kind of long, and but definitely it seems like the general consensus is I need to go see a specialist. Don't just take the doctor's opinion. And the listener said that he believes I have chicken poop syndrome.
Eye syndrome.
Chicken poop eye syndrome. So thank you so much for the help that I've gotten this morning. And some of the other stuff really makes you think. So thank you so much for the participation. I am going to look deeper into it. I knew I was right. I just knew it, guys.
So now you're nervous, aren't you?
Now I'm a little nervous. Some of the stuff I'm reading is making me nervous.
And I'm still staring.
Yeah. Yes, you are. Thank you, Skip. What a good friend you are. Okay. So got to get down to business today. And I can tell you right now, it's that time of season. Folks are hanging out on the back patio. It's movies in the park, movies in the backyard, and all this. And the surround sound inside or outside your home, it can make the difference, all the difference in the world. And you got to get with Skip and find out what he can do. And Skip, so what's your opinion? There's wired and there's wireless, and then it sounds like there might be a hybrid.
So what do you have at your house?
I have wired.
Wired. Do you have any wireless at all?
I do not.
Do you have a sound bar?
Okay, I just lied. In my back patio, I do have the wireless. I've got the sound bar with the wireless subwoofer and stuff. Yeah.
It sounds good too, doesn't it?
It sounds awesome.
Which is also, if you can't, some houses you can't get wire out to the patio.
Right.
So a sound bar is a very, very good choice. And you don't want to go high end outside because of the elements. You don't want to take it down every time it rains or whatever. Yeah. And you know the secret to covering it, don't you?
I don't.
A charcoal grill cover. They're cheap, they're inexpensive, and they fit right over the television and the sound
bar.
Just
throw it right on there. Okay, that's genius.
I found that out at a customer's house, did it, and I thought, you know, for $14, that's like perfect.
Yeah.
And they come in different colors, you know, black or green to make match and stuff.
Nice.
But if you're going to, there's several different ways. Myself, I have both. You can hardwire. Everyone says, what's 5.1, what's 7.1, what's 9.2, which is, we just put one in Berry Hill last week, and I'm telling you, it just rocks. But you're also going to spend a lot more money. The five is the channels. So everyone knows you've got the front left, front right, rear left.
Right.
That fifth one is your center channel. That's your voices.
Okay.
And so when you listen to Jurassic Park and you hear those footsteps or the jaws, you know, dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
Those are your rears. Those are in the back. That's where you hear that sound or the car starting up on Fast and Furious and things like that. Now, if you're on the talking, that's going to come out of your center channels. So that's where that fifth one comes in. The point one, that's your subwoofer. That's your low frequencies. So that's your subwoofer. What is that? A lot of people are progressing up to a 7.1, which is your front, rears, and you also have sides for that extra sound and stuff. But there's also 9.2, which I'm telling you, takes it to a whole different movie theater level. And it might even be a little better than movie theater because now you have the extra set, but you have two subwoofers. If you have the two subwoofers, you better like the thumping because I'm telling you, it rocks.
I can't imagine. I can't imagine that.
You have two, it turns them down, so it's more solid.
Okay. Because,
I mean, you can't handle it all the way up like that.
Sure.
But when you go with the 9.2, you also now have to get a lot larger receiver to handle it all, to program it. If you want patio speakers hooked into this system, we can do a dual zone. So I can have your patio speakers on the same receiver, so you don't have to buy a second receiver for the patio, and it can listen to something totally different than whatever you're listening to inside in the theater room. So that's the wired system. That's in some houses you can't get wired to. A lot of houses we pre-wire if you're building a house.
Sure.
I'm telling you, if you really want a theater room done right, don't let your electricians do it. That just wiring the house for other things.
Right.
You need someone that specializes in it that knows what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Now some electricians they do know surround sound.
No offense taken, Skip. Don't be concerned.
But you know where I'm going with it. Those that don't know surround sound, they just throw a wire here or there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because a lot of houses we go in, there's only four wires. I'm like, you can't get 5.1 in this because you only have four wires.
Right.
All you're doing then is boosting the sound. But if your budget's not where that is, you can very easily go get a sound bar.
Uh-huh.
And there's all levels of sound bars. I mean, they start at, you know, $199 and they go all the way up to $1,200. And I'm telling you, the one I have in my house is about the $600 range.
Yeah.
And it sounds almost as good as the wired system.
Wow.
So you want to fluctuate between, I mean, you don't want to get a cheap one because it sounds like you're kind of in a tin can, but you want to get one of the better ones and it really do a good job for you. But if you don't want to do anything wired and you want a Sonos system that goes through your Wi-Fi, It doesn't matter how fast the Cox Internet or the AT&T is. It's how the infrastructure inside your house. That's okay. What it runs off of.
Okay.
So I can pick a phone. I don't have to have a receiver. My phone's the receiver. I can pick a song on here, you know, pick Garth Brooks song, and I can send it to whatever speaker I want in the house, or I can make them all play at the same time.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
So what I have is I have patio, living room, kitchen, bathroom, and the master bedroom all in one, and I have a speaker selector. So when I'm not outside, I'll turn off the patio, the living room, bathroom, mm-hmm. and I'll turn it on just in that room. So from my phone, it's kicking from my iTunes to the Sonos receiver, through the Wi-Fi, and through the speakers. And I'm telling you, there's nothing like digital sound. It sounds phenomenal.
That sounds cool. Cody, that's something you want, isn't it? I can tell.
It's pretty amazing right there.
Yeah, you're making Cody smile big time over there.
What's nice is when on the other stuff, you can stream to your phone too.
Right.
But with the Sonos, it's all coming from your phone. So if your phone rings, you can quickly push pause. You don't have to go to the receiver and turn it down or anything or leave the room. So I'm telling you, technology is good right now. You know how it is.
Yes.
And like we said, there's a hybrid system where the receiver, it also have speakers if you just want to put one speaker in the room or move it from room to room, because once it's on Wi-Fi, you just plug it in wherever you want. And it's part of that same system. So yeah, it's exciting out there. If you have any questions about it, give us a call. I'll come give you a free quote and tell you what's best for you. I can give you two options, you know, the great and wonderful. You know, yeah. What I used to do is tell people what I have. You know, this is what I would do, and then let them go from there.
There you go. I love it. And, Skip, if folks want to call you right now, because I'm sure a lot of folks are salivating right now just thinking about beefing up the back patio or maybe building that movie room they've always dreamed about, how do they get a hold of you?
And we can hang your televisions, too, while we're there.
Yeah.
Then give us a call at 918-955-1381. Or labasseprotection.net.
All right, sweet. Thank you, Skip. Man, I tell you what, there's all kinds of projects going on outside. You know, we're hanging out there. You know, we're got the TVs mounted and the surround sound, enjoying those movies on these cool evenings, because it's been unusually cool in the evenings for what I'm used to. But the heat is still kicking everybody's butt, right, Brent? You weren't listening to me, were you?
I was not ready for you. I'm sorry. Yes, the heat is on.
I keep complaining about TVs being on in front of grown men. We can't do this.
I was looking. I was actually noticing all the temperatures up there. That's what I was looking at, the temperatures.
Yeah, this is funny. I'm just saying, it's hot, and our systems are working OT.
Yeah.
And you've got some tips today for like how we can extend the life expectancy.
So there's like two major things really that can help out those systems. One, we talk about all the time, doing the filters and doing washing. The washing is the thing that you can do them in the springtime, but you also want to come along a couple times during the summer. Now, and you may walk by that air conditioner and be like, oh, okay, it looks clean. Everything looks. You still, if you have not rinsed that out, take 5 minutes and just wash that, turn it off, obviously, and then just wash that thing out. Get the dust and stuff it sucks stuff into those coils. You can't see all the way through into those coils, so you want to get those washed out. But especially if your grass clippings, think about the grass clippings and the things that are all floating in the air, and that air conditioner sitting out there running 4 or 5 hours, you know, 6 hours a day, it's sucking all that up in there. So you really want to keep those air conditioners cleaned out. That's the first
okay,
thing.
Okay, that, right, and that's a big one.
That's the big one. Obviously, the air conditioner's got to breathe. The other little trick that we talk about, and we talk about all the time, is we talk about adjusting your thermostats and saying, okay, well, I'm not going to be home all day, so let's turn it up a few degrees, and then when I come home, I turn it back down.
Right.
When it's really, really hot like this and extreme temperatures, sometimes that's not the best method. And this is the one that most people just are like, oh, I didn't really think about that, or... But think about...
I'm so guilty of this. I do this.
And we talk about it on the show and we recommend it sometimes. But when it's really, really hot, like right now, we just kind of say, maybe not. Or maybe definitely bring those swings tighter together. Because what's happening is your system's already running when you get home to keep it at like probably 70, 76 or 75, whatever you keep it at. And then you're turning it down to 68 or
70, exactly
whatever.
It. Yes.
That thing's sitting there and running for 4 or 5 hours, combating the heat and trying to get down 4 or 5 degrees where you want it to be. And that system sits there and runs 4 or 5 hours straight, and it's just getting hotter and hotter and hotter. And that's when we start seeing compressor failures and component failures. That's why you see so many capacitor failures and fuses right now, because it's just, not only is it combating the heat that the unit's sitting out there at 110 degree heat index.
Yeah.
You've got the unit running for 3, 4, 5 hours straight in the afternoon trying to catch back up with the night. So, I mean, honestly, what I do, I just right now, mine just stays at the same temperature all the time.
You don't change yours.
I don't change mine.
Okay.
It's better for the system to run during the day and have some off times and take a break.
Okay.
That, like I said, coming home at 5 o'clock and turning it down, and then it has to run till almost 10 o'clock before we ever cool down to like 80. I mean, it's still 82 all night long right now, 80, 82. And so that's putting an extreme on those units. And that's when we start to see, you know, people call it 6, 7, 8 o'clock at night because it's been running for 5 hours straight.
And it finally
then,
broke
and
down.
It blows a capacitor. It blows it. So that's one of the big things that's may not think about right now when it's super, super hot is where we're at. Maybe adjust your swings or don't put a swing in there. Just let it, just sit there and let it run. Let it run all day long. It's still going to be just as economical as letting it run for 5 hours.
Skip, are you guilty of this?
Very.
Most people are. And I mean, it's like we kind of preach all the time, adjust them, adjust them, adjust them. I mean, the power company's out there promoting adjusting them, but it's really what's hard on a unit.
And you say, Brent, that if it's going to just drive you crazy, not adjusting it up while the house is empty all day, you said cap it off at a 4 degree swing, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Don't go. I mean, if you're trying to come in and go from 75 to 70 or even lower than that, you're never going to make that swing back. It's too much of a swing to compensate that the unit's trying to cool down the house and combat the heat at the same time that's outside. It's too big of a swing. So
can't you program some of the new thermostats to do it automatically?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And people, well, they don't want to change their programs. If you don't want to change your programs, you want to keep your normal program, just go in temporarily. You can go in there and temporarily at any point change the setting and just push hold, and you'll hold it at a temperature all the time steady until you come back and tell it to run the program again. So I'm not saying go back and reprogram your thermostats. You don't have to go make major changes. Just right now while we're running through this extreme heat, think about keeping that swing much tighter or not having a swing at all.
All right, it's good
and
stuff.
You'll be just as economical.
I love it, and you know what? That will definitely extend the life. But if you're worried about it, you want to talk more about it, or maybe you think that you might need some service on that system, commercially or residentially, Brent, how do folks get a hold of you?
Yeah, you can give us a call at 918-258-6636. We'd be glad to sit down and, you know, help them figure out schedules or swings. We'll do all that. No
Sweet.
Problem.
And he'll probably introduce you to the Platinum program. All right, we got to take a quick break. When we get back, I'm going to be talking to Mr. Cody Sievert, Dynamic Carpet Care, about those pesky stains that just seem to keep coming back. It's House Talk on KRMG. Good morning, Oklahoma, and welcome back to House Talk right here on AM 740 and FM 102.3. I'm Ray Trimble with Mullen, and I am visiting with my friends this morning. I've got Skip Labass, Labass Protection Services. I've got Mr. Brent Terrell, the friend to have in this heat with Mullen's HVAC services. And I got Cody Sievert over here with Dynamic Carpet Care. Cody, how you doing, brother?
Doing great.
So I know you stay busy. You're suited up. You're in your service van already this morning.
Ready to go.
But sometimes the reality is you show up, a great job is done, and then a few days later, a pesky spot shows up.
Yeah, you know, if you've got carpet you've ever had it cleaned, you've probably dealt with this and wondered why that spot, when it looks like it's gone, comes back.
Right.
Sometimes quicker than other times, but why is that spot coming back? And what you've got going on, there's a spot that has gotten down below the surface of the carpet. It's either residing in the pad or the backing of the carpet. What most people don't realize, a lot of people are updating to like Pet Protect padding.
Okay.
And they think that's going to keep all the stains away. You still have the backing of that carpet, which is several layers glued together, and that backing holds stains. So when you clean the carpet fibers, those stains can come back up into your fibers from the carpet backing. We call it wicking, and that it happens. And we get calls periodically asking, how do you stop that?
How do we get this spot to quit coming back?
Yeah, right? So there's several options. You know, if you've cleaned your carpet and you've got those spots coming back, It's easy to actually do by yourself. You can get just a wet rag, damp rag, and you can scrub that spot out of those fibers pretty easily. Because what's happened is after you clean it, the majority of that stain is gone. It's just a little bit left in that backing. So it's lightly then in the fibers. If you scrub it out of the fibers, you're not getting the carpet wet enough that it works like a wick to pull that stain back up.
Okay.
So you can fix that yourself. If you're seeing that issue, you've cleaned your own carpet and you've got spots coming back, just scrub it with a damp rag and you'd be surprised those stains don't come back.
I'm betting you'd be surprised. A lot of people wouldn't think to do that because I'm just thinking how I would look at it as a customer. I'm thinking it was just shampooed. There's nothing I can do with a towel that didn't get done with that wand.
Well, and what happens is when you shampoo or we come and steam clean, you get the carpet wet enough that the backing of the carpet, the top of that backing is wet, so it pulls that stain out of the backing.
Makes sense.
But if you just scrub it with a damp rag, gets rid of that. If we're out and you're dealing with a spot that keeps coming back, we can actually do a pad flush. Or even if you have Pet Protect padding where it's just in the backing of the carpet where the stain's at, we can flush that out and get rid of that stain for you out of the backing of the carpet.
Yeah, I've actually seen that in action, and it is actually pretty dang impressive. And you know what I love most about Dynamic Carpet Care is, unlike a lot of companies out there, they make themselves available 24 hours a day. You guys are easy to reach, right, Cody?
I've got this phone on my side all the time, and I get calls in the middle of the night. So
you're ready to go. And what's the number? How do folks reach you guys?
Get a hold of us at 918-279-1847 or look us up online at dynamiccarpetcarellc.com.
All right, sweet. Thank you, Cody. Mark, have we got time to take this last call? He says we can do it. All right, let's try it. Hey, good morning, John. You're on the air. We're kind of pressed for time, but we definitely want to help you. What you got?
Hey, on the outside unit of your air conditioner, does it benefit to put a tarp shade over it?
It's going to help as far as – now, the only thing with that is you got to make sure, though, that you're not restricting the air that's coming out of the top of it. You know, don't get that tarp or shade too close. I mean, they're designed to be outside, but sure. I mean, anything that sits in the shade, it's going to help it.
It's going to help it not have to work as hard,
yeah,
right?
It's going to keep the temperature down on the box. It's going to keep the temperature down on the compressor. Anything that's in the shade is going to do better. So, absolutely. Just don't get too much air restriction over that discharge air.
Thank you.
All right. Good job, John. That's a good one. If you have trouble with the system, put it in some shade. It might help increase the efficiency slightly. Guys, can we give our contact info one more time? Skip, let's start with you. Skip Labass, Labass Protection Services.
If you need any advice on cameras or surround sound, give us a call, 918-955-1381.
All right. Thank you, sir. And Mr. Cody Sievert, Dynamic Carpet Care. Cody, how do folks get a hold of you guys?
You can call us at 918-279-1847 or look us up online, dynamiccarpetcarellc.com.
All right. Sweet. Thank you, Cody. And Mr. Brent Terrell with Mullen Services, HVAC. Brent, how do folks get a hold of you guys?
918-258-6636 or go check out all our services on the web. Plumbing, heating, electrical, remodel. We do it all.
I don't even know why I'm here. He's taking my job. Slowly taking my job. Guys, it's been a great show. This has been a lot of fun. This went by really quick. I hope everybody has a wonderful and safe weekend. This has been House Talk right here on KRMG.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.